Bill Beckstrand's in the studio with me this evening. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good to be here.
Very glad to have you. So what we're going to do this evening is we're going to be sharing this recording of the concert that occurred on April 1st, our spring concert, and that was with the Borealis Chorale and Orchestra. Do you want to talk about the chorale and orchestra and what that is, what that means?
Well, in case there are folks out there that don't know, that's Cook County's own community choir and orchestra, started many years ago by B.J. Moose, and sang in the past one concert at Christmas time each year. And last year, for the first time, we added a spring concert. So this has been my second year now directing the group, and we've decided to call it the Borealis Chorale and Orchestra. So this is our second spring concert.
So who makes up the chorale?
It's anybody that wants to come and sing from Cook County, and we don't have quite as many singers in the springtime because of a lot of snowbirds and that sort of thing mm-hmm. in Cook County, but we still had a great deal, a lot of people, and a big enough choir, certainly.
I'll be sharing the names of the people that were involved with the concert during the evening here, so we can share all those names.
Great.
Good. Talk about the orchestra a little bit.
The orchestra, too, is folks from Cook County. We have amazing people up here who are very talented and accomplished, and so it's not a huge group, and it's sort of always a challenge to figure out what can we do with the instruments that we've got. That's one of the reasons why I picked the piece that we'll hear first tonight, because it's scored for instruments, for the most part, that we already had here, which meant importing only a few people from Duluth, a harp in particular, which is key to this piece.
Okay, so talk about the first piece we'll be hearing, the Requiem.
Well, as you mentioned, Palm Sunday was the concert. That's the first day of the church's greatest week called Holy Week. That's the observance of Christ's death and passion and his resurrection. On Palm Sunday, oftentimes you'll hear musical organizations present a setting of the Requiem. The Requiem is essentially a collection of ancient texts that have been sung at the burial rite in the history of the church going back many centuries. And so you find, you know, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of musical settings of these words. Different composers. Mozart has a very famous Requiem, of course, and many other composers. A living composer, John Rutter, very popular composer, wrote the setting that we performed this year that we'll hear.
Can you talk about the different portions of this? Now, it is in Latin.
Right. There are, in Rutter's setting, he has a few English texts kind of interpolated in between the Latin settings. But there are a total of seven movements, and historically, the Requiem Aeternum, there's a Pia Jesu, the Agnus Dei, which is a translated Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, there's the Sanctus, that great text from the Mass, Holy, 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 and then it ends with the Lux Aeterna, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
Okay. Give us a little more information about John Rutter. Now, I am familiar with the fact that we've done a number of his choral pieces for the holidays.
Right. You would certainly, I think most people recognize him immediately at Christmas time. And there's no way that you could listen to a classical program over the holidays and not hear something of John Rutter. Many, many Christmas settings. He's an English composer, I suppose maybe about 70 years old now at this point, and I think he wrote this piece 20 years ago, somewhere around in there. Okay. I think it's probably the most popular Requiem setting being performed in the world today.
Okay. I'm aware that he's fairly popular in the United States, that a lot of people perform his works in the United States now.
Right, right. Very successful composer.
Okay. In the background, I'm bringing up a little bit of music from the chorus, the choir.
Yeah, this precedes the Requiem setting. Of course, we have to get the choir in and out at these concerts, and so that has always meant coming up with some kind of simple music that they can do while they're walking. So this is just a very short little refrain that I wrote using the first verse of Psalm 141, which is the text that's historically begins the service of evening prayer in the church. Let my prayer rise up as incense before you, O God.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Here we go.